Jimmy, can you tell us first off what you were thinking when you got sent to the bin?
Yeah, I was just hoping for the hoping that the boys kept them out, which they did, and you know, it was a long 10 minutes, but you know, it was good to get the win and wrap the series up.
Story that Boyd Courtney, when he came in, he asked you what you were actually doing in the change room. Is that right?
Yeah. He asked about 3 times who's in the bin, and I was pretty much standing next to him. It was pretty funny, but it was like I said, it was a long 10 minutes, but he made it. It made it a bit more enjoyable.
Do you feel for Ben Hunt? I mean, the shoe could have been on the other foot. What you did could have cost him the match, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. The game went the way it went, and you know, we got the win and wrapped the series up. So, just going to enjoy my footy now for the Broncos and work towards the end of the year at the finals.
Do you think that's going to help your club stuff?
Yeah. Do you think you can take that form, James, into the Broncos?
Yeah, it'll be good, you know. I'm looking forward to playing this weekend. You know, I really enjoy being back here now, and I had a light day today, and I'm looking forward to a day off tomorrow and back into training.
But you had some troubles off the field, and you look like you've really turned the corner now. Everything, your life seems to be good. Is that right?
Yeah, it's getting there, you know. I'm just taking it day by day at the moment, so I'm just enjoying my foot at the moment and enjoying life as well.
What was that like to be a part of that win? I mean, these guys now, you are in history together to win that. And have you got the desire now to make it a 3-0 sweep?
Yeah, obviously the boys want to get 3-0, but for now it's about focusing on the Broncos, and next week we'll work towards what we've got to do, and you know, try to be better than last game as well. So hopefully we get the win this weekend, and then hopefully get the win after that.
How's it feel?
Yeah, it has been, you know, it's a bit faster, obviously, and probably the same toughness, I guess. It's just another game of footy, really, but yeah, I think the speed of it is a lot faster, and I think every minute counts, you know what I mean, so there's no resting, really. You just got to keep going. And
is there anyone in particular in camp who gave you a good piece of advice or kind of took you under the wing and
I think Boydo and Frizz, Jimmy Maloney as well. They're good leaders, and they've been there for a while, and obviously Dave Clemmer, but we had a pretty fresh side this year, so I think most of the team were on the same page, and you know, the first game we didn't really know what to expect, but the second we were a lot better for it, especially game fitness wise and the speed of it as well, so we adjusted to that pretty good. So no, I thought we were good in both games, and looking forward to the third one. Yeah, I'll be right. Achilles pulled up a little bit sore, but I didn't really feel it really after last game. So just going to rest up tomorrow and be back at training with the boys.
Is it a week to week thing? I know it's been plaguing you all year, but is it week to week with you and just managing it to the end of the year?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, some mornings I wake up heaps sore than others, and it's just about trying to get as many Ks in the legs during the week, so I'll be better for the game. So
will be an op at the end of the year? Is it, will you have to have an operation at the end of the year?
No, I don't think there'll be any op. So it's just about resting it, which, you know, we don't get too much time off during the season, which is going to be hard, but it's just about managing it until then. So break will be good at the end of the year, but for now it's about focusing on getting a premiership.
So it doesn't do the mentally stronger out of that?
I think just the experience makes anyone a better player. I think and the more experience you get, obviously you're gonna be better for it. So it'll be good to have a few more games, or to play as many as I can in my career. But like I said, at the moment it's about focusing on what I've got to do this weekend against the Raiders, and whatever comes after that. No, I was always pretty positive, I'm very thankful to come along sooner than later. I just needed to stick at it and play my game and just do my job for the Broncos, and thankfully I've been rewarded.
Joe just said he backed himself if he got a phone call from Kevin to perform well in the Origin Arena. Do you think he'd look good out there?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. He's been really good for us. He brings a lot of energy, and You know, he's a strong player as well, so it'll be good to see as many of the boys out there in that arena. So, no, hopefully he does get a crack.
Do you feel as though there's more improvement in your own game, James, to come?
Yeah, yeah, obviously there's always room for improvement. I'm just trying to get better each day and each week, especially in defence. And, you know, that's my main focus. And attacks are probably the easiest thing for me. It comes naturally, but my defence is what I've been really working on. And I think over the years, I'm slowly getting better and better. So, yeah, still working on that. And, you know, there's always room for improvement.
You've got a tough couple of blokes you've got to mark this week in Croker and Rapana. They can be dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, they are. And I think Rapana's on the other side. But I think I've got Nick Kotrick and Croker. But he's pretty solid against me, you know. I feel like he always, you know, defends well against me. And, you know, it's going to be a good battle and a good challenge. Nah, it's, you know, it's just it just comes with the job, you know. It's, you got to go out there and do your job for the team, and my job was to try and contain him as much as I can and make all my tackles, and I thought I did that okay, and you know, we were lucky to get the win, and it was good.
Do you like those Kiwis blokes are stuck over in Denver? Is it going to affect the preparation with only two training runs?
Nah, the boys know what we've got to do. We've got a game plan that we stick to each week, and I'm pretty sure the boys will be a bit tired, but they'll get back and they'll rest up and be ready for the weekend.
It's an area of your game you've really improved defensively, James. Has there been any mentors here at the Broncos? Has someone really taken your side and really helped you?
Yeah, obviously, you know, JD and Wayno have made a massive difference, and, you know, put a lot of time into me and my defence, and you know, still working on it, but you know, I feel like I'm a lot confident and a lot better at my defence and slowly, you know, getting better.
Do you think long stretch of that home game against the Broncos, another home game this Saturday, are you looking forward to playing back at Suncorp Stadium in front of the home fans?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I can't wait to play in front of the home fans, and you know, it's always good. We get a good crowd there, and you know, they get the boys home most of the time, so. Hopefully we can go out there and do a job for the fans and enjoy the win.
What's it like coming back here as a New South Wales origin when there's so many Queenslanders? Do you just give it to them? Do you
sledge them? Nah, I threw a few little cheeky ones there. Joshy Maguire, he's pretty filthy, but nah, it's all you know, it's all part of the game, and you know, we're teammates now, and we've got another job to do this weekend, so nah, just looking forward to getting back out there with the boys.